Call to order. I call to order the CRA board meeting for August 4th, 2025. Roll call.
Chairman DePue.
Present.
Ms. Gillis.
Here.
Mr. Thomas.
Here.
Ms. Dalbo.
Here.
Is Eric on his way?
Eric is not present for the CRA meeting.
Okay.
Item 2, approval of the minutes. None at this time. Item 3, old business public hearings. None at this time. Item 4, new business public hearing. Item 4A, AR 2025/0262. Presentation by Development Services. Direction regarding Main Street on East Park Avenue.
Thank you, Chairman. So on January 27, 2025, the CRA board requested city staff to devise a plan to facilitate the creation of Main Street. On June 2nd, the council gave the guidance to purchase 104 North Park Place, 114 North Riverside Drive, and 123 East Park Avenue. Since then, city staff have purchased 104 North Park Place, and we have under contract 114 North Riverside Drive. The properties in yellow are the properties that the city currently owns. Next slide, please. These are the properties that the city is looking to acquire based on the Kimley Horn survey and based on the available land for the Main Street. Next slide. This is a potential for phase two in the future. However, due to the limited time left in the CRA, there's only 9 years left to facilitate the CRA unless the county council gives an extension to the CRA. So I think this would have to be wait during this time frame, during this 10-year period. So looking at the red and the yellow together, that is what city staff are proposing to prioritize within this next 10-year period for property acquisition to facilitate the creation of a Main Street on East Park Avenue. So what does this look like? So we have existing residences and businesses up at the corner of East Park Avenue at the intersection of US 1. So city staff thought that a lower traveled road would have less impact on the existing businesses and or some of the single-family homes. We also thought that moving it away from this very tight and constrained intersection would also just help save costs for the future. Keep going. Thank you. So what this would do for East Park Avenue, city staff have a basic mock-up. This would be kind of diagonal parking spaces, very typical in a Main Street design, very large sidewalks, large planting. In both the 2008 study and in the Kimley Horn survey, the public really wanted adequate parking, but also really a nature-based kind of downtown and Main Street that was smaller in scale. As you can see here, city staff only proposed two buildings. That's due to the charter restriction east of US 1 that keeps residential below 35 feet. And I don't think it really fits, higher density doesn't fit with the vision of the Main Street at this point. Continue. So this would be looking at, I believe, Wilkinson Street. This would require the city to take more of the right-of-way. So part of this land acquisition is to then give back to the right-of-way itself from these properties to help facilitate both parking and access as well as these larger sidewalks. Next one. And then this is just a continuing of Wilkinson that would extend there. So looking at the topography, so the site sits right now relatively, the high point is between Wilkinson and the current police station building. It's really the high point. As you can see, there's quite a drop on East Park Avenue as you get closer to the river. The current City Hall site, logically, would probably be best fit for some sort of stormwater pond based on the drainage all heading that way. City staff did find that 114 is Dr. Hawks' house, so we'll be engaging with historic preservation regarding that property that we are seeking to purchase. All right, next slide, please. So this is city staff looking at the topography of the site as well as kind of the existing area. This is a picture of a little town in Italy overlooking a lake, very similar So city staff were proposing some sort of boardwalk amenity type that could overlook this large lake and or our boat ramp at a future date. Next slide. This area over here, city staff have identified that would be a good area for both. You could put either surface parking in the immediate and or it can accommodate a small ramp. Next slide, please. We would underground the utilities on both part of Riverside and on Park Avenue. Continue. And then one of the things that we would do here is decide on a form-based code. So that would require citizen feedback to choose which form-based code we're going to use. The benefit of a form-based code is that it regulates the architecture style, which helps create a sense of place. So that's something that city staff would be going out to the public, trying to get which type of form-based code for our main street, to create that identity for it. Next slide, please. And then this is just an example of Bar Harbor, Maine, a very kind of similar to what the city of Edgewater has, a very downsloping main street heading down to the river, or down to the river here. And then they have a pier with a boat ramp. They also have a park, and then they have Main Street itself. So this kind of just gives you an idea that, you know, it's not impossible to create this Main Street because there's examples very clear here of what could be possible on both East Park and Wilkinson. Next slide, please. This is just an example, Capitol Falls in Tallahassee. We have this, why I brought this up, the grade change from where the police station is to where we are down here could really accommodate itself to a water feature, and or we will probably have a wall there because of the difference in grade. So it kind of, you could emphasize that right on overlooking the marina and the boat ramp. Next slide. So this is just in paint, hypothetical. You could have buildings on either side, more of a walkable mixed use with that streetscape that staff had, where the pond would be down here, and then Dr. Hawk's house would be preserved. This allows for kind of a full build out of it, and the benefit of this is that the city doesn't necessarily have to sell all the land in order to achieve this. The city could incrementally put this together. And so what that would look like is that the city would reserve funds for several years to accumulate more funds once we have purchased all the vacant land. So over the next 3 years, city staff, if you go back to the first slide. Second slide, please. So once city staff have acquired the 104, 114, and 123, city staff are going to prioritize or would ask the council to prioritize purchasing the vacant parcels next, as those have the most likelihood to appreciate in value if someone was to build on something on it. So being mindful of the taxpayer funds, focus on those, and then we would save money to purchase the four single-family homes all at once. That way we wouldn't push anyone out to the very end of this project. The idea would then to be saved for that money, and a conservative estimate that staff have produced is that we could have about $6.8 million just before the final year of the CRA to then build the downtown using CRA funds. Now, city staff did note that an additional $1.4 million could be available to help facilitate the downtown if we stopped facade grants in 27. And that's just something to think about. It really depends on the scope of the Main Street, whether you want it to be just East Park or if you wanted to have on both sides more of a mixed-use walkway that overlooks the river, the one that I had proposed, that'll take a little bit more money. It just really depends on kind of the vision that the council would like to have staff move forward with regarding the Main Street. And that is my presentation.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Any comments or questions from the board?
I'm not really happy with any parts of that vision. I do think that we should purchase some of those properties, but the ones I'm talking about are like the Hawks House and whatnot, and things that are connected to what we have in case we do something different with City Hall in the future. But the fact that, I don't know, I'm just taken back by you're talking about in the future trying to buy up the other homes. And, I mean, this is my district, and those are my people, and I know some of them people are not selling. So that was never brought to me before. You and I would have been having some serious conversations about that, so I feel a little bit blindsided by that proposal right now. So I'm just trying to...
Well, I brought it up several times that we haven't talked about this enough, and we haven't, in my opinion, had strong leadership in the past. We tried to have several vision, council visions and council goals that went nowhere. So this is a plan and a vision that's been talked about since 2008. So I look forward to, in the future, talking more about a plan and a vision for all the city of Edgewater, not just Park Avenue District. Although this has been talked about since 2008, I think we need to talk about it more in depth. This is just, is this a Kimberly Horn vision plan, or this is just an update that you wanted to provide?
So this is based on, so we had the 2008 study. We just finished the surveys through Kimberly Horn. And so this is based on those two documents that city staff have gone through. And
but the Kimberly Horn is not completed yet. Totally completed.
It is, yeah.
It is totally completed, okay. I don't think, have we gone through that as a council as a whole?
No, they were trying to come and present
okay,
to the council.
Great. All right, so we'll talk about it more then.
No, I do appreciate this presentation, and I'm excited that council's decided to go in the direction, whether we see a Main Street in 10 years or 20 years or 5 years. I think it's great that we're moving towards a goal, and the goal may change to a bit, but I'm happy to see this moving forward in some aspect, and the fact that we're having a conversation about it is positive. So thank you for that.
Seeing no further comments. Item 4B, staff report, AR 2025-0264, request for approval for reimbursement in the amount of $25,000 for facade improvement grant completed at 1517 South Ridgewood Avenue. Staff report.
Thank you, Chairman. On April 1st of 2024, the Community Redevelopment Agency approved the medium-scale improvement grant application for the property at 1517 South Ridgewood Avenue. The applicant had originally supplied staff with a quote for a remodel of $100,000. The applicant revised that said quotes, and it ended up paying $1.079 million. So that's $1,079,513 for the remodel at 1517 South Ridgewood. The motion before you tonight is to approve the reimbursement in the amount of $25,000 for the facade grant at 1517. Recall that a medium-scale facade grant is good if the applicant invests at least $50,000 into the building, then the CRA program for the medium scale is that we will fund half of it upon completion. The applicant has more than demonstrated an investment greater than $50,000 for the subject property, and staff is recommending approval for the facade reimbursement for 1517 South Ridgewood Avenue.
Thank you. Citizens' comments. Well, I think it was a great remodel in the city of Edgewater. It really looks fresh going down the road. There's a great improvement here in the city that we need. We continue to talk about wanting redevelopment. I think that it could be a poster child for future redevelopment in the city of Edgewater. They're going to have great businesses there. One is already there and operating. Heard nothing but great things about it.
I'd also like to say it's wonderful that businesses are coming in and investing their money in Edgewater. U.S. Corridor is an important corridor to go through, and to see businesses improving and lifting Edgewater up. So I appreciate that, and I thank them. And I do believe, are the other three building or areas, are they rented now?
I believe he's working on the last tenant. So I know he has Eyewash that just moved in, and I believe he's working on one for the remaining three tenants.
Thank you.
Great. Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the $25,000 reimbursement for, what was it for?
1517
South Ridgewood Avenue, the facade grant.
Second.
Roll call.
Chairman DePue?
Yes.
Ms. Gillis?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mrs. Dalbo?
Yes.
Okay. Item 5, discussion items. Item 5A, Department Director's Report.
So the only thing that, what is the next step for staff moving forward? Do we want to continue with the purchase of the vacant property in and around City Hall? And then staff will come back to you when we're ready for the next step?
I think that should be discussed at the special meeting.
Okay.
Just only on that, because right now, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but my mind's elsewhere tonight on what's exactly focused on the agenda. I think that that's something to really talk about, and I'd like to hold a special meeting on it where the residents could comment and we could get a more clear vision of what exactly all of our vision is for the city of Edgewater. But I'm glad to say that we did purchase the home right behind the police department. That made sense, and we're moving forward with the historical Dr. Hawks Park house. That makes sense. But
could Ryan give us an update on how much CRA funds are available?
So currently, for the, may have to defer to Bridget. Off the top of my head, I know we had $897,000 we had budgeted for property acquisition. With the, you have to recall that the CRA is both county and city funds, and county funds have to be used on hard infrastructure. So the part that's reserved, the city had allocated most of our budget towards property acquisition. Now, we did budget, and we have continued the budget for $100,000 for small-scale facade grants, and then another $100,000 for medium-scale facade grants. We also had wayfinding signs that were part of the city's allocation. The county money has been reserved mostly for infrastructure on both park and other areas of the city.
Sounds like a political answer to me. I just want to know how much is available to the public.
Available to the public currently? I have to defer to the finance director.
Okay. Thank you. I'd like a report on that next meeting, please.
And then I just wanted to make a comment just because this is going on to other stuff, because I heard some groans from the audience when we move forward with that. We're just reimbursing for something they applied for. It's a grant. It's not coming from all of our tax dollars that we could use for other things. It's going to, it has to go to certain projects that apply for it, and that's just for our CRA fund money. So it's not like we are approving that. It's taking away from something else that we could do, just so you guys know that, because I know there's a little bit of mix-up sometimes with people with the CRA versus, like, other budget things. So just kind of wanted to throw that out there.
And for the beautification of our city.
Well, and that as well.
Community Redevelopment Agency. Okay, seeing no further comments, okay, adjourn.